This is KUAR News. I'm Karen Trigo Stewart. Gender confirmation surgery is becoming more mainstream as doctors learn more about the role surgery plays in caring for transgender individuals. It was a little over a year ago when, for the first time in its 89-year history, a conference hosted by the American Society of Plastic Surgeons introduced the topic. But as KUAR's Daniel Breen reports, Arkansans seeking to transition have limited options in state.
Arkansans searching for trans-related healthcare had few options in state until 2009. That's when Janet Cathy, an OBGYN who specializes in the field, opened the state's first gender clinic at the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences. She says she saw a need for healthcare within the community.
First trans patient I had an endocrinologist in Little Rock, and I had just started in practice, and they called and they said, I've got a patient that's a male, he's on hormones, you know, it's a genetic female, wants a hysterectomy, and I can't get anyone that'll do it. Would you take care of him? And it's like, why would I not?
Though services for transgender patients may be on the rise, some treatments are not yet available in Arkansas, especially gender reassignment surgery.
We've got some options close for doing trans females, male to female reassignment surgery. It's kind of new to the area, but we've got someone who's willing to do it. Right now, as far as what we say, the bottom surgery for both, it's an out-of-state sort of thing. Most of them go out of state.
Her clinic provides hormone therapy for men and women who want to transition, also hysterectomies and breast reduction surgery for men. But she says the demand for gender reassignment surgery remains greater than the options available.
There is a big need for qualified people that do gender reassignment surgery.
Kendra Johnson is the Arkansas director for the Human Rights Campaign, an advocacy group for the transgender community. She says she thinks with the community becoming more visible in recent years, options for healthcare are growing.
There were no providers who were out saying that these are the services that I offer. So, for example, UAMS and Arkansas Children's Hospital and some other private doctors have started to state that they may have some services.
Dr. Cathy with the Gender Clinic says the endpoint for some of those transitioning is hormone therapy, which she can provide. And not necessarily a surgical procedure. It's a spectrum, she explains.
And just when they get that sense of well-being, sometimes they're fine with that, and that's all they want, you know. So some people want surgery. Some people want, you know, some trans males only want top surgery.
30-year-old Christopher Stevens with the Arkansas Transgender Equality Coalition is currently on hormone therapy under the supervision of his primary care doctor. He says he's been on a waiting list to see Dr. Cathy for over 6 months.
She's amazing, and the doctors around here that are affirming, for the most part, their quality of care has been great. But as far as like the nation as a whole, or even the state as a whole outside of Little Rock, quantity and quality aren't necessarily the same. Just because there's a lot doesn't mean they're all great.
Stevens says the Transgender Coalition received a grant about 2 years ago to work with UAMS to educate doctors about the trans experience.
Education is definitely the biggest problem. Just staff being culturally competent, being informed on trans issues. And it could be just as simple as using the right pronoun. Like, some things are a little bit more complicated, but some things are simple. But if you don't know what to do, it just builds up, like, especially on the patient. Like, that's put on them. Your misunderstanding or your misinformed opinion, you've projected that onto the patient when you refuse to take care of them or you refuse to acknowledge, you know, that they are trans.
Cathy says the grant is allowing UAMS to work with its centers around the state to provide this type of education outside of Central Arkansas as well. The university is also incorporating LGBTQ care into its course curriculum for med students. Some don't have experience with patients from the community. Kendra Johnson with the Human Rights Campaign says while trans healthcare is limited for now, the growth she's seen makes her hopeful for the future.
So I think we could, you know, get to a point where there's a safety net in the medical community for people who are transitioning. And that's, to me, that's really exciting because I never thought, given the, you know, all the prejudice and all the work that we still have to do in this state, that we would have this response from the medical community as seeing it absolutely necessary.
For KUAR News, I'm Daniel Breen.
And just a quick note, Kendra Johnson with the Human Rights Campaign, who you heard in this piece, is also on the fundraising board of KUAR and KLRE. This is KUAR News.